Hey everybody, today I watched Point Blank 2015. I gotta start this review by saying I liked it. I liked it. It was very enjoyable. Really cool stunts and effects, I thought. I saw this in 2D. I imagine the 3D experience probably would be either way too much to handle or maybe not very good. I don't know. I didn't see it in 3D. I'm not sure that I will. But in 2D, I enjoyed it. And I feel like this film never had a chance with the general public. Because, like, even with just the announcement that this film was being made, people were like, ugh, remake. Why does that have to be remade? And that attitude has been prevalent, like, more than anything that ever since then. Like, when the first trailer came out, and then even as the, I read some of the box office predictions on Box Office Mojo, it's like, oh, this unnecessary remake is probably not going to do very well. I mean, yeah, it's not going to do very well when everybody's just talking about it being unnecessary and awful. And how many, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people made up their minds about this movie before ever seeing a single frame from the film. I mean, I'm not saying it's the best film of the year or anything like that. I just feel like it's a great, entertaining movie that is exactly that. It's entertaining. It has pretty cool stunts in it. And I thought I liked this story more than the original, honestly, because it has, I feel like the story is more unique in this one. And I kind of don't remember the story exactly of the original, but it's really easy. I feel like it's really easy just to fall into the, we have to compare it to the original and not to anything else. Or because it's a remake, there are certain other, like, standards that we wouldn't hold it to if it were just its own movie. Like, if it had no relation to the original, as far as the title or anything goes. I don't know. I think if you like action films, give this a chance. And honestly, the original Point Break isn't some grand masterpiece either. So I don't get why so many people are upset about it being remade. So what if it's being remade? Like, just don't go see it. You probably didn't go see it. But it's like, it's a cool action movie. And I wanted to see another cool action movie in December. No big deal. I was able to see one because they made Point Break. And that's pretty awesome. Okay, so enough of that. The point is, I liked it. And I think you might like it if you give it a chance. And so let's get to talking about the actual movie. I wrote so many notes, and I cannot read them because I'm driving right now, but I will write something up based on all my notes. The main thing that I remember is that an alternate title for this film could be Whose Line Is It Anyway? Okay, so from this point on, kind of spoilers. I mean, you can pretty much guess what's going to happen for the most part from the trailers and stuff, because there's like a really, actually, there are quite a few things in the trailer, especially lines of dialogue, that are not in the film. So there were some things I was waiting for that didn't happen. I think it made it better not to have those lines in the film, because they were, not to say there weren't cliches, there wasn't cliche stuff in the movie, but to have some of that stuff in there would have made it even more so. Anyway, so there are some moments in the trailer that you're just like, oh, this hasn't happened yet, so that person's fine, and stuff like that. Nonetheless, where's I going with that? Oh, whose line is it anyway? Because they keep talking about finding their line, and, oh, that's not your line, that's my line. It became my line, or it became his line when he committed to it. And there's just a lot of talk about their lines, which is like their path through whatever whatever obstacle challenge that they're doing. What did they call them? The coolest thing that was different in this from the original is that it's all based around the Ozaki's eight not burdens. It's something like that. I really like that aspect of it. I have no idea if that's based on a real thing or if it's totally made up for the movie. But I thought it worked really well and was pretty cool motivation for some of the characters. And from what I remember of the original, I had never seen the original until a couple months ago. But they took some of the really iconic moments and put them in a new context. I thought that was kind of neat. The only thing that I didn't really like, but it did make sense, and I don't remember if they actually talked about Point Break in the original, like that phrase, but originally it came from surfing, a surfing term, but in this film they made it about the point at which you mess up basically and die. That's what I got from it. So it, I guess it didn't necessarily bother me, but I kind of like that they changed that and they made, because I think they came up with that title after they made the movie, so it doesn't have any actual I'm talking without any point of reference here. I might be totally wrong, but I don't think it has any actual reference to the story other than it being a surfing term. Okay, this review is almost, I still have 2 old minutes. The only other thing that I had problems with, and this is just a personal problem, is that some of the characters were difficult to understand because there are many characters with accents, very heavy accents, which made it tough at points, especially in the party scene. One of the characters had, I think it's a French accent, and he's pretty difficult to understand, along with the music pounding away. Now, early in the film, there are quite a few just like kind of 90s sounding pop rock tunes type things. And it really felt like a 90s movie in that regard, and it didn't, I don't know, it just felt like they, oh, that's a cool song, we'll put that in there. But towards the end, you have, like, some pretty excellent original, I assume it's original, original score that fits the movie really well. And I was like, well, why wasn't it like that through the whole movie? Like, what's the story behind that? I don't know. Okay, I'm going to wrap this up. Like I said, it's not the best movie ever or anything like that, but I really liked it. It was a lot of fun, and that's all I was looking for in this. And for that, I say I loved it. Yeah, that's right. I loved it. And, you know what? I loved the original also, and neither of them are cinematic masterpieces by any means. And real quick, the rock climbing scene with the cliffs, that legitimately, if I saw that in 3D, I think I would probably thrown up, because that was like mind bending. Okay, tweet me at jkire, that's J-K-I-R-E, and check out todayiwatched.com for more reviews. And thanks so much for watching, and see you next time.